somebody called, they found the three of them, and then the black and white one was separate. He was mm-hmm. found alone. All of them were only 3 weeks old.
Yeah.
Not big enough to survive.
Aww.
So they brought them in, and they bottle fed them for like a week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start working, getting them a normal food. Mm-hmm. And then, you can sit right here if you want, or sit on the toilet. And then then what happens is they need a foster. They're still too young to adopt out.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a foster to take them from like 4.5, 5 weeks to 8 weeks.
Aww.
And they need to weigh 2 pounds.
Okay.
And then you bring them in when they're 2 pounds, and they fix them, mm-hmm. and they put them right out into the adoption rooms.
Oh, so it's like you're just babysitting for a few weeks, and then they can go back again or whatever. Oh, that's mm-hmm. kind of nice.
And then you hope, because they
have had contact and stuff as well,
they need to
be
loved, and you teach them to love. And we've only had them 8 days, and they're so much sweeter in 8 days.
Mm-hmm.
I can't
sure.
even tell you. Just
sure.
so much sweeter. So it's really, what are you doing here? I'm surprised. They must have worn you out. You're usually my one that plays the most. We'll have to let them rest a little bit and then come back in.
Yeah.
But they are, it's really a neat thing. I mean, this one was barely a pound last week.
Oh, wow.
And right now it's only 1 pound, 7 ounces.
Yeah.
I mean, just tiny.
Yeah, they are so teeny.
But he get his motor, and then one of the ones, there's two more in that box.
Mm-hmm.
Their motor gets
loud. Yeah, yeah.
So you can come in here, even if I don't come in. But the one thing is you got to be careful they don't claw you.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're so young. I'm trying to teach them not to claw your legs or your ankles or your...
Yeah, of course.
So you have to keep your eyes open that they don't. You're an animal person, though, aren't you?